This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, the week is almost over. I hope you have a smile on your face. Here's what's on tap for tonight. We're actually going to open with a little bit of history. You want to do a little bit of history with me tonight? Don't worry, it's all going to tie into the GOP, how you see yourself, how they see themselves, the Republican Senate, the Republican House. We'll talk about these things. Somebody's suing Pfizer. The DHS trying to turn family members against each other, some courage from the corporate world, Elon Musk, Dana White, and others, all that, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I don't know if you heard, or I don't know if you saw what happened in the Senate today. Senate Democrat, well, here's the headline. Senate Democrats authorize subpoenas in SCOTUS ethics probe as Republicans stage a walkout. Okay, so Dick Durbin of Illinois, he was running things today, pulled some crap in the Judiciary Committee that's completely out of line, maybe even against the rules. And what's this all about? Forget about the nitty-gritty details. What's this all about? Well, who's that guy on the radio who's been telling you repeatedly they're now going to attack the Supreme Court without end because it's one of the final things holding them back? Who is that guy? His name starts with a J. Who is it, Chris? Is it? Oh, it's me. That's right. It's been me. Well, I'm right. The Oracle is right. They're not going to stop. And so as Dick Durbin got up there today and continued with his plans. Oh, by the way, in case you're wondering whether or not it's been me. This was me from back in April.
Once again, the communists are doing something. They're telling you they intend to do something. And we're not taking it seriously. Why? Because it's a lot of morons right now like AOC out there taking pot shots at Clarence Thomas about stuff. I should give you a heads up, but this is like 2 minutes long, but it's so brilliant. I'm going to let it play anyway.
Supreme Court justice of this court has been receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gifts and expenses.
We got it. I can't take that idiot anymore. We have Elizabeth Warren today calling for expansion of the Supreme Court. We have Chuck Schumer, I believe this was yesterday, calling Justice Roberts, the Chief Justice, calling for him to come stand before the Senate and be questioned by them. They're going to come for the Supreme Court one day. You know that, right? Nothing they want is constitutional. Nothing they want can be justified under the law. But because we're not dealing with liberals, we're not dealing with Democrats, because we're dealing with communists, that would never, ever, 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 ever stop them. It wouldn't even occur to them to stop. If they're charging down a road and they run into a wall that says the law, they're not going to stop. It wouldn't occur to them. They're going to blow it up and keep driving right on down the road. They don't...
I'll let him keep going, but that was a brilliant point by this guy.
Think like that. You're dealing with people who are completely unencumbered by any moral founding whatsoever, and they are 1,000% committed to the destruction of everything. Everything. It's their entire religion. It's a religion of destruction. The communists are going to come for the court, the highest court in the land. They're going to beat it up, nibble at it forever, neuter it, and eventually they're going to wipe it out. They will.
That was me from back in April. So today, Dick Durbin put it into overdrive, flat out subpoenaing large conservative donors who had arranged luxury travel and other benefits for Supreme Court justices. John Cornyn, the useless pound of flesh who's a United States senator from my state in Texas,
He was just aghast, completely aghast. After all, what about the integrity of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, you just destroyed one of the most important committees in the United States Senate.
The chair would know.
And you set a precedent, the chair which will be repeated every time one party or the other takes advantage and takes the low road. It sets a precedent that will then become the norm. Congratulations on destroying the United States Senate Judiciary Committee.
Up next.
Oh my gosh, the integrity of the Judiciary Committee. Okay, well, you know what? Pause on all that. Have you ever heard of the Battle of the Five Sitting Ducks? The Battle of the Five Sitting Ducks. Don't worry, I'm going to tie all this back into all this Senate stuff and Republicans versus communists and things like that, but I'm going to take just a few minutes. I don't know, might take me a few segments. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Battle of the Five Sitting Ducks. Maybe you haven't heard of that before. Maybe you have heard of the Battle of Tsavo Island. Have you heard of that? Chris, have you heard of that? Anybody? Michael? Nothing? I don't know what they teach in school anymore. Okay, have you heard of Guadalcanal? Have you guys heard of the Battle of Guadalcanal, the World War II in the Pacific? Okay, so let's set this up here. And this will all come back to politics, but I feel like doing some history. I thought of this immediately when I heard these two losers rambling on today. Okay, Guadalcanal. What was Guadalcanal? World War II, Pearl Harbor happens. We get attacked. Oh my gosh, we're really mad about it. We have to do something. Somebody do something. We have to attack them back. And so we begin to attack them back. We focus on Guadalcanal. It's this horrible island, this awful place, and yet another horrible place in the Pacific. And we make a decision. And this is a decision that I don't necessarily criticize. In war, in battle, this is a common thing that people wrestle with. What thing is that? Do we hurry up? Do we hurry up and attack before the enemy is ready for us? But the downside of that is we won't be totally ready. Or do we take our time to make sure we're totally ready? But in so doing, we give him time to make sure he's ready. You see what I mean? You can attack fast and wrong foot him, while maybe wrong footing yourself too, or you can go slow. Take your time, make sure you're ready, but then he gets more time to be ready. We chose the fast option for Guadalcanal. This will all come back to I'm making a point here. Just stay with me. We chose the fast option for Guadalcanal. We were not ready. We didn't have the landing craft. We didn't have everything done. We didn't even know how to appropriately load ships yet. In fact, our ships were supposed to be loaded by some longshoremen out of, I think it was New Zealand, and they went on strike, so we had to load them ourselves. We screwed it all up. It was a disaster. Anyway, the Marines land on Guadalcanal. The Navy doesn't even know. We don't even know how to unload our ships properly, so we still have transport ships sitting there loaded up with gear that the Marines on Guadalcanal desperately need, I don't know, little things like food and ammunition. I've been told those are fairly critical for combat. So our guys are on Guadalcanal fighting the Japanese, desperate. The American ships, the transport ships, they're trying to unload everything, and we have some naval vessels, some Navy ships there. Their job is to protect these transport ships so they can unload everything. All right, now that's the setup for it. I'm going to get into a little bit more of the nitty-gritty on this story. I'm probably not going to take an hour on it, but this is all going to come back to Democrats, Republicans. What happened in the Senate today is a great example of this, because let me just spoil a bit of the end of it for you. I'll get there after we get through a few details on this, but you want to know one of the most important things in life? It's something that I've learned over my 42 years on this planet. One of the most important things for life, especially for your success level, for how you're going to turn out. And success, I'm not talking about monetarily. Maybe that's what how you take that. Could be monetarily in your career. Could be being a better wife, better husband. Could be that. Well, one of the most important things in life is how you see yourself. Not how other people see you. What do you see when you look in the mirror? How do you see yourself? And if you look at yourself the right way, in an honest way, it will be way more beneficial to you than if you stare in the mirror and lie to yourself. We have a GOP that lies to itself, and the Democrats do not. And we'll dig more into this history, and we'll talk about the Senate stuff and do many other things tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Also, don't forget, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. All 3 hours are dedicated to your questions. Email your questions in right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Now, if all this combat fighting back talk is too much for you, that's fine. I understand that. All that means is your testosterone levels are too low and you need to get them up. Now, how are you going to do that? I realize there's a new low T clinic on every corner now where you can walk in and they'll start stabbing you with needles and injecting things in your body. Do you think that that's good for you? Do you think that? Or do you think maybe you should focus on more natural ways? Chalk is the natural way. Chalk has things like male vitality stacks, female vitality stacks, chalk lit powder, Chad mode, the pre-workout. I took some Chad mode before I lifted weights today. I'm still bouncing off the friggin' walls. And all of it's on sale. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Take advantage of the sales, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it's a Thursday night, and we're actually doing a little history to open up the show today because of what happened in the Senate today. Again, let me just brief you really quickly. Dick Durbin, he's the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He pulled some shady things. The details don't really matter. Essentially, they're subpoenaing large conservative donors to drag them in front of the Senate to embarrass and humiliate them and shame them. And the response to it from loser weenies like Senator John Cornyn was predictably pathetic.
Mr. Chairman, you just destroyed one of the most important committees in the United States Senate. The chair would know. And you set a precedent.
The chair you destroyed the Judiciary Committee, the integrity. Okay, so the communists attacked with teeth. We acted indignant, and you destroyed the integrity. So we're actually doing history off of all this. Anyway, Battle of Tsavo Island. I'm not catching everybody up. World War II, we invade Guadalcanal. We have some transports that are still unloading gear onto the island. We have some Navy vessels. There's a Navy group there protecting those transports. All right, now you're set up. You're caught up. Now, what happened next? Well, the Japanese... We actually did catch the Japanese off guard when we invaded Guadalcanal. They didn't think we would be able to mount any kind of a campaign for months and months, a year from now. They had no idea we had that kind of capability. But the Japanese didn't wait around. They didn't hand-wring over it. They loaded up their own naval vessels, their own fleet, and they went cruising towards Guadalcanal looking for a fight. Here's how it ended up. We ended up capturing some intel saying we captured their messages. Essentially, we captured a message saying we're heading to Guadalcanal to beat up some Americans. And the intel kind of got tossed to the side and nobody read it for like a month. Nobody read it. Far too late. The battle was long over by then. Now, let's pause on this because this is really a story about how you see yourself and how that can be very dangerous if you don't see yourself accurately. Let's talk about the American Navy back then. The American Navy back then was run by a bunch of very old school thinking admirals who thought quite highly of themselves, and they thought very dignified about naval combat. How dignified? What is naval combat? Well, you stand up there with your battleships, and we will sight you over the horizon, and we will fire on you, and you will fire on us, and then we will see how it works out. Then bring out the battleship, son! How about night combat? Oh, we don't really do that here in the Navy. Naval battles are fought during the day so we can see the sun coming over the horizon as we sally forth and do a naval battle. We saw ourselves as being not only very prestigious, we saw ourselves as being vastly superior intellectually and technologically to the Japanese. After all, we had radar too, which was very new back then. Those stupid Japanese didn't even have radar. How stupid and backwards they were. No chance, right? Well, while our Navy was thinking quite highly of itself, you know what the Japanese were doing? The Japanese, they were sitting down their sailors in dark classrooms, running tests on them to see who could see best at night. On top of that, while we were busy building battleships for our naval combat, the Japanese, they were developing optics for nighttime. Now let's pause on this for a moment. Why were they doing this? Why were we doing what we did and the Japanese were doing what they did? Well, the Japanese, they didn't think of themselves as very important admirals doing naval combat. The Japanese saw themselves as warriors, as samurai, as ninjas, whatever you want to call it. The ninjas, in case you're wondering, no matter what the movies told you, ninjas were an offset of the samurai. They were essentially an unarmed, more stealthy assassin version of a samurai. A samurai would be trained as a ninja. Anyway, that's how the Japanese saw themselves. They didn't see themselves as sailors and the Navy and very prestigious and battleships. They saw themselves as killers. All right, back to our story here. So we actually got word the Japanese were coming down. Again, we ignored the intel. We were confident, very, very confident, that our radar would pick up the Japanese. After all, we have radar and those stupid backwards Asians in Japan. They don't have radar. Except our radar wasn't that reliable yet. We had a couple picket ships out there, and they missed the Japanese fleet as it went cruising on by. And right about this time, the commander, I said this is an American Navy, but that was oversimplifying things. It's actually Australia and the British and us. We were just the main group there. The commander on the ground, on the water, right about this time, he was called away to a meeting. And after all, he doesn't have to stress about the Japanese Navy. So he didn't even bother leaving anybody in charge. And he sailed off to his meeting. I will wrap up this story and we'll connect it back to the Senate and Republicans and Democrats in just a moment. You know, speaking of warriors, you know how much the Green Berets train? How much the Marines train? The Army, you know how much they train? It's all the time. It's a job for them. These are professionals. Shooting is a job for them. And do you know what the Green Berets used to train? You know they're not at the range all the time putting rounds down range. You know that they use Mantis X. Mantis X. It's what the professional troops use. If you carry a weapon on you, if you have a weapon, you need to train. But I know money doesn't grow on trees. Everyone can't afford a new box of ammo every day. Range fees, gasoline, I know that. That's fine. Go get a Mantis X system. It attaches to your weapon. You dry fire practice in the comfort of your home like the Green Berets do. Go to MantisX.com. It is Christmas season, I should note. Looking for that perfect gift for dad, your husband. I can never know what to buy him. MantisX.com. Go get him one. MantisX.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon. Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now. All 3 hours dedicated to you and your questions. Email your questions to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Back to the Senate and the Republicans and Democrats and how they see themselves. We're talking about the Battle of Tsavo Island. So we missed the Japanese fleet coming towards our fleet. Our commander takes off, doesn't leave anybody specifically in charge. Our fleet then splits itself up. We had a northern fleet, an eastern fleet, and a southern fleet. So we split our forces up. The Japanese, because we missed them on radar, they were now licking their chops because they knew, because they'd spent so much time practicing for night fighting, because they saw themselves as warriors, they knew our fleet was split. Specifically, they knew the southern fleet was sitting there unprotected and could not defeat them. One of our ships, one of our southern ships, when the battle cooked off, picture the terror here. 24 shells hit that ship in less than 10 seconds. Less than 10 seconds. I'm going to skip through many of the details because they really don't matter. The Japanese also had developed an incredible torpedo named the Long Lance Torpedo. It was a torpedo that, I won't go into the boring details of it. It essentially didn't leave a wake behind it. And it had a huge explosive charge and a huge range, over 20,000 yards. It was crazy. Their torpedoes began slamming into our ships. Their shells began slamming into our ships. And that prestigious American Navy that saw itself as very high and mighty found itself engaged in a barroom brawl with people who saw themselves as warriors. And at the end of this 2 days, it was August 7th and August 9th, over 1,000 American sailors were at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. We lost so many ships. We lost so many men. This is considered the worst naval loss in the history of the United States Navy. We lost so many ships and so many men that this is known to this day as Iron Bottom Sound. Iron Bottom Sound. To this day, if you go and you've got the dive equipment to do so, I actually don't know how deep it is, you can go look at what remains of the U.S. Navy. Now, what does any of this have to do with communists, Democrats, I should say, and Republicans? I told you a long time ago they were going to attack the Supreme Court. You already knew that. You already knew they were going to attack the Supreme Court. You've known this for quite some time. We've been talking about this forever. Why do you know that? Why did you know they were going to attack the Supreme Court? Because you understand the communist does not see himself as a president or a CEO or a senator or the DHS secretary or the Speaker of the House or a congressman. That's not how he sees himself. He sees himself as a warrior, as a soldier, as the front line, the tip of the spear, and he fights as if he intends to win. That's why he fights. That's how he fights. Why would Dick Durbin blow up the Senate Judiciary Committee and blow up the rules? After all, doesn't he know about the integrity and the sanctity of the Senate? Dick Durbin has never given a second thought to the, quote, integrity of the Senate. Dick Durbin intends to win. Only loser Republicans say things like the integrity of the Senate. People are blasting Secretary Mayorkas along these same lines for these comments he made. I think it was yesterday or the day before about giving amnesty to 12 million, 30 million illegals.
The answer is quite clear and quite straightforward, and we've been waiting for it for about 30 years. And that is to fix a system that everyone agrees is fundamentally broken, and we need congressional action, both for the lawful pathways that really need to be more robust in statute, and for the 12 million people who are here in the United States who have been contributing so fundamentally to our country's well-being.
How could he say this? He's the head of the Department, the Homeland Security. I don't understand. How could he? His job is to secure the border. No, dork. That's how you see him. Mayorkas does not wake up in the morning or lay his head down at night and think about himself as being somebody who's in charge of Homeland Security, as someone who's in charge of securing the border, stopping illegal immigration. That's how you see him. And that's why you're, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking about these GOP loser senators and congressmen. That's how you see him. That's why you're totally shocked and flabbergasted that he'd want to give illegals all this amnesty. Mayorkas sees himself as a warrior. Mayorkas sees himself as a communist foot soldier. The most outrageous thing to happen today wasn't that Dick Durbin blew up the Judiciary Committee. It was that a single Republican acted shocked that he would do this. I'm shocked it took him this long. Remember, I told you this was coming back in April.
Once again, the communists are doing something. They're telling you they intend to do something. And we're not taking it seriously. Why? Because it's a lot of morons right now, like AOC out there taking pot shots at Clarence Thomas about stuff.
That a Supreme Court justice of this court has been receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gifts and expenses.
Okay, we got it. I can't take that idiot anymore. We have Elizabeth Warren today calling for expansion of the Supreme Court. We have Chuck Schumer, I believe this was yesterday, calling Justice Roberts, the Chief Justice, calling for him to come stand before the Senate and be questioned by them. They're going to come for the Supreme Court one day. You know that, right? And here they are. Now, I am uneducated and I'm stupid, as you well know. It's just me, white trash Jesse. Why have I been telling everybody this is coming forever and today it happens? And the GOP is shocked. Well, that's because I know exactly how they see themselves. How is it the GOP doesn't? Why is the GOP flabbergasted every time this happened? New York's very own Daniel Goldman's actually in the news today, too, along these exact same lines. He was questioning this journalist, Michael Schellenberger, about the Hunter Biden laptop. And Goldman's getting made fun of all over the place for sounding ridiculous. But again, people are missing it.
You have no idea. You know hard drives can be manipulated.
Are you suggesting the New York Post participated in a conspiracy to construct the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop?
No, sir. The problem is that hard drives can be manipulated by Rudy Giuliani or Russia.
Well, what's the evidence that that happened?
Ah, ha, ha, Daniel Goldman's so stupid. He actually said Rudy Giuliani and Russia hacked the laptop. Ah, ha, ha, how stupid is Goldman? He must feel stupid. He doesn't feel stupid at all. Because he doesn't see himself as a congressman. He doesn't see himself as part of the prestigious body of the United States House of Representatives. Daniel Goldman sees himself as a soldier, as a warrior for the cause. What's embarrassing is you're surprised by that. But hey, I don't want to interrupt GOP. I forgot. We're busy trying to kick out George Santos? Oh, and give money to Ukraine. Yeah. All right. You know what? Let's pause on all this. Talk about something good for a minute. You know, homeless veterans is a thing that is obviously so disgraceful for a nation. It's so disgraceful how many veterans we have who don't have homes. It's disgraceful how many catastrophically injured veterans we have who have not been given smart homes so they can live a better quality of life with the injuries they received while serving this country. Well, Tunnel to Towers didn't just sit around complaining about that. They dug in, and now these veterans get homes. They get these homeless veterans get off the streets. When you give $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers, that's the kind of thing you're helping. And the money goes exactly where they tell you it's going to go. Go to T2T.org and give. T2T.org. They ask for $11 a month. Sign up to give it automatically. You'll never know it's gone. But go, give now.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I almost forgot. I can't believe I almost forgot this. We have my friend Daniel Turner with Power of the Future coming on like 45 minutes from now. I actually want to know, should we care? Should we be involved at all? What's going on in this Dubai thing? There's a bunch of these rich types meeting in Dubai talking about energy, and I'm nervous. So we'll talk to Daniel about that 45 minutes from now. Selena Zito is going to join us in the final hour. She's the one that always has her ear to the ground. What's going on out there? What's going on with the primary? Is Trump winning? Are all those polls wrong? Is DeSantis neck and neck? What's going on with Joe Biden? Does the country really hate him? Do they even know who Gavin Newsom is? Either way, we'll get to all that tonight. We're going to get to emails. I want to finish up my point here about how we see ourselves. Well, how the GOP sees themselves versus how they see themselves, the communists. Listen to Hakeem Jeffries. Listen to this.
There's not a scintilla of evidence that Republicans have produced to show that President Joe Biden has engaged in wrongdoing, an impeachable offense.
Everyone's gotten out there. Oh my gosh, what are you crazy? We have the checks, but of course. Hakeem Jeffries sees himself as a warrior for the cause. He doesn't talk like this.
President Biden has, of course, lied at least 16 times about his involvement in his family's business schemes. There are at least 22 examples of Joe Biden speaking with or meeting with Hunter Biden's foreign business associates. The Oversight Committee recently released two checks. You see the graphics up here today. These checks are to Joe Biden. One is for $40,000 from China, and another is for $200,000 from a now bankrupt healthcare company that his brother James Biden apparently swindled. Listen, this investigation has to continue.
The investigation has to continue. They impeached Donald Trump twice over nothing. Republicans have now had the House of Representatives for quite some time. No impeachment, not of Mayorkas, not of Joe Biden. They have the checks in hand. They have everything that they need. The only thing they've done is sign on with Democrats to a continuing resolution to fund every single evil part of this government. Every part. How evil? I want you to, this is a little long. I want you to listen to this. While Democrats are busy destroying what's left of the Supreme Court, while they'll impeach anybody, do anything because they see themselves as warriors, Republicans, by signing on to the continuing resolutions like they just got done doing, have funded this.
9 months ago, I testified and provided evidence to the subcommittee about the existence of a censorship industrial complex, a network of government agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security, government contractors, and big tech media platforms that conspired to censor ordinary Americans and elected officials alike for holding disfavored views. I regret to inform the subcommittee today that the scope, power, and lawbreaking of the censorship industrial complex are even worse than we had realized back in March. 2 days ago, my colleagues and I published the first batch of internal files from the Cyber Threat Intelligence League.
By the way, this is Michael Schellenberger, in case you're wondering.
Which show U.S. and U.K. military contractors working in 2019 and 2020 to both censor and turn sophisticated psychological operations and disinformation tactics developed abroad against the American people.
I'm going to let him keep going. I just want to let us marinate on that for a moment. Military contractors using techniques developed abroad ran psychological operations against the American people. The GOP just got done once again funding every penny of this. Every single penny. And did you notice the dates? 2019 and 2020? Hang on, let me grab my calendar. Who was in charge back then? That's how deep the deep state goes.
Many insist that all that we identified in the Twitter files, the Facebook files, and the CTI files were legal activities by social media platforms to take down content that violated the terms of service. Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, and other big tech companies are privately owned, people point out, and free to censor content. And government officials are free to point out wrong information, they argue. But the First Amendment prohibits the government from abridging freedom of speech. The Supreme Court has ruled that the government may not induce, encourage, or promote private persons.
Yeah, it gets boring from there. The United States government worked hand in hand with military contractors to run psychological operations against the American people. It's not just a blatant violation of the Constitution. It is a crime that should result in federal prison for everyone involved. But instead of federal prison, the Republicans just got done making sure they funded every penny of it. In the meantime, Democrats, they're busy taking a hatchet to whoever supports the Supreme Court justices. They see themselves as warriors, as the front line, as the tip of the spear. And because that's how they see themselves, that's how they operate, like the tip of the spear. Why is the GOP so low-T and useless? They see themselves as, I'm a senator, I'm a congressman. We have to maintain the dignity of the office. We have to keep our principles. That's not who we are. Pick your lame thing. That's why the GOP is so lame. It's pathetic, and it's so frustrating for me to watch. All right, enough. I'm moving off of this. I'm going to talk about something good. We're going to get to some emails, but we're going to talk about a red state AG actually doing something? What? Somebody pinch me. What is this? A Republican is doing something? Chris, this headline can't be real. Chris, you made up this headline. It's got to be a parody. Anyway, we'll get to what the GOP, a state GOP AG, is actually doing in a moment. And we have much more to come before we get to any of that. Let's do this. Let's make sure we're protecting ourselves against this kind of evil. These big tech companies, they're listening to you. The government itself is listening to you. They're swapping information. Parties hostile to you are listening to you and collecting your data. How are they doing this? No, they didn't sneak into your house last night and plant a bug in your phone like they did in the movies, which is really cool, by the way. They don't have to do that anymore because you have a cell phone. You have a laptop. You need a silent bag. SLNT. What are they? They're patented signal blocking bags. You take your phone when you're not using it. It doesn't just sit beside you recording everything. You put it in the bag. Your laptop when you're not using it. You put it in the bag. Now is the time we have to be more vigilant than ever protecting our data from these evil people. Go to slnt.com/Jesse because it's sale time, 15% off. slnt.com/Jesse. Whether you have a smartphone, a laptop, whatever, get a bag and make sure it stays in there. All right. 2 hours left. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.